Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we hear from Mr. Ben Piggott. In the early 90s, Ben lost his little brother, Kermit, to street violence. 2 years later, in his brother's memory, Ben established the Peace Toys for War Toys program, which encourages kids to exchange their violent toys for peaceful alternatives. Today, Ben shares the story of how he transformed his anger and grief into understanding and compassion.
The Peace Toys idea was a conception behind a killing. It was a killing of my baby brother. His name was Kermit Bruce Piggott. He was killed by a young man who was his best friend. And the police officer was telling my sister, and he told me later on, the last thing that my brother said was, "I can't believe you killed me," and died in the policeman's arms. Well, the policeman took G-Man away, and I didn't get a chance to see him until, I guess, the court trial. But now, at the time, the funeral, there was a man there named Apostle John. Apostle John saw me, and I kept, I was crying and looking up, trying to figure out, I was mixed up. I mean, I've been going through victims, therapy, and things of this nature. Apostle John told me this way, "Look, trust in God." And also, he told me this: "You don't understand this now, but I'm going to tell you this. I hope I get to see you again, but if I don't, this is what it is. God has a mission for you. This death that's happening with your brother, you're going to help to change a lot of people's lives in my name. You're going to try to reach out to people. You're going to have children to come up to you. You're going to have the community to more to look at you as though the programs you put together, they're my programs. All you do is give me thanks." Letting kids know how to change their mentality of bang, bang, shoot them up. Because it was like in a John Wayne mentality where if somebody hits you, you hit them back. Or when somebody kills somebody in your family, you take it back. But nah, that's not what I want. I want peace. I want you to show them ways of how to deal with violence, with nonviolence. So when you're involved in a violent situation, you instead of you automatically taking somebody's life, you got to think about it. Think about it. Because when that brother shot my brother, I knew this right here. They were friends. Soon as he shot him, he went down and tried to get mouth to mouth. So a lot of things we do on the impulse. At one split second, I could have went the other way. Revenge was in my mind. My brother was like a sacrificial lamb, but we need to put these weapons down. What we need to do is find ways of spreading love and how to diffuse conflicts. That's the big thing.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network, dedicated to building trusting relationships in our community. Storyline. Make the connection.